And the Alliance leader, Naomi Long, with us today. Good morning to you, Naomi.
Good morning, Stephen.
It doesn't look like this is going to be done in 3 weeks, does it? Because we heard through Gregory Campbell there this morning, the DUP aren't moving an inch on Arlene Foster, and Sinn Féin have laid down the ultimatum.
Well, Stephen, this is what we warned of before the election. We said that if we returned the same parties and the same people, we would end up with the same problems. This election was never going to completely resolve the issues around RHI, around the dispute between the DUP and Sinn Féin. That was never going to be resolved by an election. And it's clear that it hasn't been. I think both parties now need to take a step back from the positions they took during the election, and they need to listen to the overall message that people sent. We had the largest turnout since 1998 in an assembly election. People clearly saw that the institutions were in jeopardy, and they came out and they voted. And regardless of which of us they voted for us to get up there and make Stormont work. And that's the job we have to start today.
But you've been at it.
Both parties need to do it.
But you've been at it too, about Arlene Foster. You've asked Arlene Foster to step aside too.
Oh, no, Stephen. Now, let's be very clear. We did say that Arlene Foster, that we felt Arlene Foster should voluntarily step aside.
Correct.
In order to allow an independent investigation, and that would be without prejudice. At no time did we say that we would not participate in an executive in which Arlene Foster was First Minister. So let's clear that up right at the outset. We did not set that.
But you called for her to step aside.
We asked her to voluntarily do so because I believe, well, let's be honest, Stephen, had she done that 3 weeks ago, would unionism not have been in a happier place?
And what? With no evidence, proven against her whatsoever,
which is
buckled to Sinn Féin.
Stephen, that sort of language is what is unhelpful. It's not about buckling to Sinn Féin. It's about taking responsibility. It's about stepping aside to allow an investigation to happen. It's doing it without prejudice so that you're not saying that you did anything wrong. You're simply saying that until it's been cleared and until your name is cleared, you'll not participate further. That's not unusual. That is actually quite a typical thing for people to do when they're in senior positions and they have accusations against them that are serious. Now, all we asked for was that Arlene would consider that as an option, and she refused to do it. Now, I think there'd be plenty of unionists sitting at home this morning that, with the benefit of hindsight, would wish that she'd done that for 3 weeks in December when that was on the table, rather than be in the situation that they're in today. Now, that's a bit of humility on all sides would go a long way in terms of actually getting this resolved. And that's all we want to see. We want to see it resolved. We want to see the Assembly up and running again. We want to see the Executive formed and operational.
So you're not saying that she needs to step aside anymore then?
No, we never said she had to. We said she should.
Right, so you didn't have any conviction behind what you were saying?
We did have conviction behind what we were saying. Stephen, if you don't understand the difference between a request and a demand, that's not something that I can help with. But we said that it would be wise for her to do it. It's called advice. We said it would be wise for her to do it, and I think we've been proven right. It would have been wise for her to do it because it may have averted the election, and it certainly would have given us an opportunity to get things back on track at Stormont without all this expenditure, without all of the delay, because we're now sitting at the start of March with no budget, no plan for Brexit, and we have 3 weeks of talks, which will take us almost to the end of this month, and that leaves a lot of our services in crisis because they don't know what money they will have coming to them to run their services over the next number of months. Now, I think that that's irresponsible, and I think the responsible course of action would have been for Arlene to step aside in December. But that's December. That's gone. That decision is made. We are where we are now, and we never said at any time we were asked repeatedly during the election, would we deal with Arlene Foster if she was returned as First Minister? And I said it wasn't about personalities, so it wasn't about people, it was about policy and practice.
So in that spirit,
that's what our focus would be.
In that spirit then, would you call on Sinn Féin to remove its ultimatum to the biggest unionist party in Northern Ireland?
We have already done so, Stephen. I made it very clear yesterday that I do not believe that we will make the progress needed over the next 3 weeks if people continue to dig in around individuals and continue to make demands. Arlene will have to make her own decision. She will have to reflect on what has happened over the last number of months, the situation that unionism is now in, and how it got there. She needs to take that decision for herself. And I think it is unhelpful for other parties now to be placing demands and making preconditions before we have even had the first round.
So you would call on Sinn Féin to remove that demand, would you?
Well, I think
would
it's
you go
unhelpful.
That far?
I think it's unhelpful. Again, it's not for me to tell Sinn Féin how to do their negotiations, Stephen, but I'm being very clear that I think it's unhelpful and it's not a demand that we ever made in terms of our position about post-election and how we would treat parties. We said we would deal with the issues that were coming up in front of us on the basis of policy and practice. We would not make it about individuals. That is profoundly unhelpful. It personalises the discussion and I don't think it actually makes any progress.
Do you want to go back into government?
Well, that depends, Stephen. We have always said, I mean, every party stands because you want to be in government. I mean, nobody runs to be in opposition. So, of course, we would like to be in government, but it has to be the right kind of government. And we were very clear at the last election what kind of government it would need to be.
And you would be the minister, would you?
That kind, no, I will not be a minister, Stephen. And that
why not?
Is a decision which I have taken some time ago.
Why?
Because I'm the party leader and I have a job of work to do, which I committed to do before the last election when I became leader 4 months ago. And I said I had a job to do and that's what my focus is going
to be. Isn't the job to do, Naomi? You're the most high-profile person in your party, for goodness sake. Why wouldn't you want to get in there and control a department and let's see what you're made of? Let's see what you can deliver within a department if indeed this government gets back up and running again.
Well,
Why would you walk away from that? Let's
not get carried away, Stephen. I said that Alliance would like the position to be in a position to go into government, the right kind of government. We're not there yet. We haven't seen any evidence from the two main parties that they're any more conciliatory, that they're any more likely.
Yeah, but if you get there, you personally don't want your hands on any government department.
I haven't finished, Stephen. And what I have said very clearly is that we want to be in government because we do have a good programme in terms of the things we would be able to do in government. But I have said that I took on responsibility for leadership of the party. I believe that that's something that I need to commit to and that's something that I need to focus on. That's what the party elected me to do and that's what I intend to do. And I am not the only person in the Alliance Party capable of running a department.
The last time I looked, David Ford was leader and Justice Minister, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah.
But you can't hack both?
I didn't say that, Stephen. I said I didn't wish to do the two jobs.
I'm just trying to understand, Naomi,
what type of
ambitious politician wouldn't want their hands on a government department?
Well, I think the kind of person whose ambition isn't personal, but their ambition is for the people of Northern Ireland. And my ambition is to grow the Alliance Party, to better serve the people of Northern Ireland, so that we have better governments, so that we have more ministers, so that we're able to deliver more for them. That's the ambition that I have that drives me in politics. It's not a personal ambition. It's not one about my position. It's one about the people of Northern Ireland. So that's an easy question for me to answer. I am lucky to be leading a party that is full of talented people, all of whom would be capable of running a government department. So there's no need for me to double job in that sense because there are plenty of people there who can do the job. I've made a decision that what I wanted to do was lead the party and I want to focus on that. I want to give my energy to that and I've made that very clear. But we haven't said we won't go into government. We've said we will look at that very carefully depending on the kind of government that we get.
What are your red lines?
Well, our red lines have been out there for a long time, Stephen, and thankfully they're not about individuals, not about this one standing down or that one standing up. It's simply for us about getting the kind of government that can actually deliver. So we have talked about, for example, reform of the petition of concern so that we can actually make progress on an equitable basis in the executive, that people can't block the ideas and the suggestions of other parties simply on the basis of deploying a petition of concern on the floor of the chamber. We know now that the DUP can no longer do that single-handed, but it doesn't mean that the petition can't be abused. So we want that reform to go ahead. It was agreed to in Fresh Start, so there's no good reason why all parties shouldn't be open to doing that. We've also said we want more openness and transparency and accountability within government. That's something that we believe is very important. And particularly in light of RHI, I think that's something that needs to come forward much more strongly at this point. And the other issues that we've raised are about how we deal with society's issues, because we're 18 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, but there are still massive legacy issues in our community, whether that be paramilitarism, whether it be victims' issues in terms of the Troubles, or whether it is the division in our society. And we brought forward a series of proposals that would set out how we start to make the reforms happen that are necessary to heal our community. Now, all of those were completely reasonable, and if we're able to sit down with others and get agreement that we're going to move forward on that basis, then we'll be more than happy to be part of that government. If others don't want to do that, then we'll sit in opposition and we'll hold them to account on the standards that we have set.